Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle of Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that, Delhi number 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And a big acknowledgement to the traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black, have you say. Yarn up strong. Yes, we are alive, kicking well. And now we've got the Survival Day happening, 26th of January, just around the corner. And look, give us a call. Tell us what you mob are doing regarding Survival Day. Here we stand in the 21st century, 2024. 60,000 years, always was, always will be, and I'm going nowhere. And speaking of celebrations, we've got the launch of the celebrating NAIDOC this year, 2024. And the theme, keeping the fire burning, black, loud and proud. So there it is. That's the theme for this year, 2024. Maybe you want to talk about what's happening for your NAIDOC this year in 2024. And all these events puts us, our nation, puts our culture front and centre. So that's what it's all about. It's a bridge builder as well, educating the people of the world, all our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, and all our visitors to this country who did decide to become citizens as well. There it is. Have you seen Yana Strong? 1-800-422-416.
On your mom, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I try to keep an open mind, but it's floating in between the city lights. How can that be? Living on a rock my whole life, I can't stand dwelling on a thought like this. I need to show, show what I got to be better. The good time will last forever. Well, I got something new.
I got something new.
You gotta keep pushing,
gotta keep
to get
pushing
where you wanna be. Do what you gotta do. Be who you wanna be. Show.
I need to show.
Show what I got to be better.
Yeah, Danny Bunny there. That's Bigger, Better and Stronger. Hope you mob are getting that way. Bigger, Better and Stronger 2024. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarnum with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarnum Strong, your mob bully is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Now, Indigenous-led podcasts, network that is, Blackcast, launches in partnership with ARN's iHeart. And that was late in 2023. The launch of Blackcast, showcasing and supporting podcasts, proudly platforming the stories of First Nations peoples and people of choice. And leading that up is Sister Mundanara Bales, who I got on the line, going to have a chat with her. Mundanara. Hey, Mundanara, not there, were you, sister? Give me a call back. Mundanara, chasing up Mundanara to talk about that space. Now, she's been heading up Black Magic Woman and yarning up and curtain the podcast, unapologetically black, and meet the mob and coming out of black. So they're the titles, headlines in regard to the podcast. So we're just going to try now with sister, see if she's there, and talk to Mundanara Bales on the line. Mundanara, Trevor here. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm well, my sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Happy 24. Now, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, sis.
Yep, to Delhi. Which for how long?
Yeah, go ahead. Who your mob, where you from? Who your connection? You there? Mundanara. Sister, please. I'll try and check this and see if she's there. Try again. You there, Mundanara?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello? No, we'll try and get her back online there. Mundanara Bales, look, very proactive sister in regards to her podcast. And, of course, the daughter of Uncle Tiger Bales with us in spirit. And so she comes from good genes and strong black woman and, look, leading her path in regard to entrepreneurship and businesswoman, but also using the tool of podcasting as the vehicle to communicate and make yarns with our deadly black mob here on the Big Island, Australia. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. You can also text a brother as well, 045-714. And 0550 is the phone number there. We'll try again with Mundanara. Mundanara, you there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can, my sister. I can. Don't go away. Look, no, thank you. I'm thank here. You for coming to the program. Happy 24. And can you open up with who your mob were you from, sis?
True Deadly. Well, Big Watermolly. I'm a Biri Gabba Gungaloo woman born and raised on Gadigal country. And Bundjalung Wanneroo through my mother, but a very proud Koori living on Kabi Kabi country.
Yeah, fantastic. Too Deadly. And the daughter of my mentor, Uncle Tiger Bales, with us in spirit. And look, you lead up your show podcast, Black Cast, Black Magic Woman, Too Deadly. Tell us about that vehicle first, then we talk about this new joint venture partnership with ARN's iHeart sister.
Deadly. Well, yeah, Black Magic Woman, I guess, was born out of COVID. I was bored, a little bit depressed, and quite isolated as well, especially when you think about the black business community. We're always yarning and catching up, but next minute, you know, there was nobody ringing, no one to meet with, no planes going anywhere.
Yep.
So in terms of, you know, being at home and doing nothing, I fell back on an old skill set from being at Murray Radio back in my late teens, and working in the radio station back with Dad, I had the absolute privilege to be a trainer. So I'd done my Cert 3 and 4 in media or radio broadcasting, done my training and assessor certificate, and for 7 years I was working in AAA training, the RTO, which is where I met your beautiful wife.
Jackie, yes.
And had the privilege to actually be the trainer for Benny.
Good.
And Maddie Motlop.
Yeah, Maddie Motlop.
These young people were trainees, and I was a trainer. So a lot of people don't realise that I had radio experience, and doing a podcast for me was kind of second nature. So Black Magic Woman was born.
Mm.
2 years later, iHeart Radio knocked on my door and asked if they could sign my podcast. And it is actually the first Indigenous podcast on the iHeart Network.
Beautiful.
So whilst we were negotiating Black Magic Woman, I said to them that I'm working on a business case with IBA to look at a business model for a network, a black podcast network.
Yes.
And iHeart said, oh, we'd be keen because we've got a network, a partnership in America with Charlemagne the God, who's a rapper, podcaster.
Mm.
So the Black Effect is a iHeart partnership, and over the last 3 years since they launched that network, they've had over 800 million downloads.
Whoa, that's powerful.
So that's the potential for podcasting and for black fellas in this country to join Blackcast, which is, you know, a black podcast network that is a partnership with iHeart Radio, and iHeart in Australia, I'm pretty sure it's owned by ARN, which is Australian Radio Network.
Yeah.
And they've got, 60 digital radio stations across regional Australia. Mm. And in America, iHeart are the number one podcast publisher.
So a very powerful platform.
Woman in business.
Yes.
And to work with iHeart.
Yes.
And hopefully get more black fellas to think about podcasting.
Yeah, well, as an industry, as a business entity, all the above. Hey. You there? Mundanara, don't leave me. We'll try again. Mundanara, you there? No.
Hello.
Mundanara. No, sister. We'll try and get her back. Mundanara, look, a beautiful description of how the Black Magic Woman started as a podcast and promoting podcasts as a financial vehicle, as an entity, as a vehicle to tell stories, tell your yarns. And look, she's kicking goals left, right and centre. And now just partnered up with ARN's iHeart. So that's powerful. And iHeart is also in the States. I think that sister there now. You there, my sister?
It broke. Cut out of me again.
I know. Shut up. They're listening. Listening.
Sorry.
It's all good. But, you know, I got everything that you said. You just couldn't hear me. So fantastic. And like I'm just saying that the platform podcast becomes a great platform for a business entity, for a vehicle to tell our stories, for any individual to showcase a fantastic platform for music, for stories, for yarns. And we're talking about the 21st century, a powerful vehicle, yes?
It definitely is, especially for, like, you know, people that are sitting at home, maybe looking after kids, maybe in between jobs. You might be studying at university. This is an opportunity to make some money.
Yeah, gotcha.
You
yeah.
know, when all you need is some, you know, like Rode, they have some really deadly affordable recording equipment for podcasting. So jump online and have a look.
Yes.
You only need a microphone.
Yeah, and us black fellas love a yarn, you know.
Hey, we think about that. It. We're the original storytellers, and we are the best at telling yarns.
Exactly.
But there's so much that we can talk about. We could talk about our culture.
We can.
We could talk about, you know, us participating in the workplace, or whatever it is, diversity and inclusion, and talk about our experiences. We could talk about health and beauty. We can talk about well-being. We can talk about trauma and... We've got so much to contribute
exactly.
when it comes to educating people in this country. And we don't have to really bring our own culture in. If you just want to talk about, you know, being on TV, if you're a TV star, you could talk about what it's like in the entertainment industry.
Exactly.
Like there's no...
There's all topics, hey? All topics.
Oh, I just keep thinking that, you know what? We've got so much to offer, and there's a lot of our mob. There's so much talent.
Well, sister, I always
say... to be discovered, or somebody to tell them, hey, you need to be on radio, or you need to be on television.
True. Well, I always say, my sister, we are wealthy being black. We just got to get proactive. You there? Lost her again. You there, sister? Mandanara. Hey, you're tickling me, your podcast. All right, too deadly. We'll try and get sister back to finish off that conversation. But look, there it is. She's talking about her business, a podcast, Black Magic Woman, and she has a partnership with ARN's iHeart, so a joint venture there. So fantastic. And I think very lucrative as well in regard to joining ARN's iHeart. So look, fantastic. How you say, prepare yourself for the opportunity, and the opportunity will present itself. That's what it's all about, being proactive and getting that platform up and running. So we'll try and get her back and finish that yarn, but too deadly. Mandanara, if you are listening, I'm hanging on every word. It's great to see that, just before the end of 2023, you did do the partnership, joint venture with ARN's iHeart, and she continues to do her podcast, but now it's shared via ARN's iHeart. So a fantastic opportunity. You mob, look, stay tuned. Try and get her back to finish that yarn. But otherwise, all is here for yarn on National Talk Black with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. And I do come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Too deadly.
On the street one day, I saw a policeman. He come up to me and he did say, "What are you doing, son?" I said I didn't think that I was doing any harm. Then he went and moved me on. Said I was taking arms. Have you got arms for the beggar man? Someone came up to me and grabbed me by the arm. I was a policeman and I was taken off.
Yeah, Beggar Man with Uncle Archie Roach here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch on a yarn now. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, my friend. I'm well. What are you in yarn about, brother?
I'm sorry it gets rough on the radio sometimes. It's not all smooth sailing.
all good, yeah. Sometimes a rocky road, a dirt road, a lot of potholes, but it's all good. We make the yarns.
Yeah. What I want to talk about, since the local government council here on 4CA announced they are going to take water from the Mulgrave River, that's
okay.
A huge thing.
Has there been, that's a yarn on radio, but has it been put on the webpage? Has they voiced their movements to the constituents, especially in the Gordonville area?
Yeah, right. Well, Brett Moller said that on John McKenzie's show on last Friday.
We need to look at their webpage, Cairns Regional Council's webpage. They should be putting out a notice.
I can make a phone call like this. That's the end of my technology.
Yeah, sure. But I'm just saying there should be some communication with the constituents, is what I'm saying, via their webpage or, you know, Cairns Post or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, we do need water for the next 30, 40, 50 years. And if Coplow Dam is not going to be the water place, then they need to look at another place. But looking at a river as Mulgrave River, I'm not sure if that'll work.
It's not just save the Mulgrave River, it's save the Adinshi tribe. What is a tribe when their water's taken wild away? It's a really serious big thing, and I'm just going to stay calm. It's an emotional thing for me because we're working for the future of the tribe too, with a better native title. There's enough evidence to overturn it that it's corrupt.
Yeah.
It's just not right. This is Adinshi country, Adinshi radio, our main river goes up to the Goldsboro and further up, and the water comes down. But we don't know if they're going to take that water where. We don't know where they're going to actually suck that water out.
Well, that's why the communication's got to be front and centre.
Get that far.
Yeah.
And on the grapevine, I've heard the name of the company making the pipes. But I'm not definitely sure of that, and I don't want to say the name of the company yet until
Should we know for sure, exactly.
This is so important to stop that on the river. We figured that they've shut the green patch because the highway out here is finished now, and now they can start moving in equipment to do this, taking the water.
Like I said, I haven't heard anything from Cairns Regional Council, if this is the case. Due to do some homework there, mate. Hey, you there, mate? Your radio on. I can hear me. In a tunnel echoing. Tony, you there? No, I lost Tony. That's Tony Gibbs there having his say and his conversation. I know that the Cairns Regional Council have been looking for a place to pick up more water for the next 20, 30, 40 years. Our water hole for Cairns water is the Coplow Dam, but I believe that's maybe running out of water. I don't know what the vision is there, but they are looking, and Tony Gibbs mentioned that they are looking at Mulgrave River, which is the river south of Gordonville. As you're coming into Gordonville from Towsell, it's a beautiful creek area and gets flooded easy, and mountain streams and what have you, a beautiful swimming hole. You dingy people there. That's their country. But we need to know what the communication is in regard to Cairns Regional Council and using that as the extra water hole. Do some research and get back to you on that. But this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yanap Strong? 1-800-422-416.
Yandabanapi Bamanda, Yandabakatyanabamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM, BBM.
Must believe, hey future, keep us. vision on me. Native lingo, history is skin deep. My only sin was the color of my skin, so I'm a sin to pride. Emancipate mental slavery, and they said we were failing time. Showed them up, we stood the test of time. Time, I blame it on time, but regained it on time, so I claim it on time. Put soul in this image, this is music for the free spirit. Inspiration for those who really need it, not those who listen, but those who really feel it.
Songs of our time, teachers of our story.
Let it be written in the mazes, survival of a culture is the reason that we made it. Yeah.
Spirit ties, keepers of our story.
And the show will go on, worshipers.
Yeah, that's Freedom Mau Power featuring Uncle Archie Roach here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up to yours truly, Trevor Tim, 2012, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country, BBM Bumber Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, looking at the news update, we are about to come across Australia Day, or Survival Day, we call it here. On the Big Island, January 26th. But on the news here, we've got a message here from Indigenous academic Anthony Dillon has expressed support for celebrating Australia Day on January 26th while heading back at activists for protecting for protesting as he urged them to channel their energy to make real difference into Indigenous Australia. The statements here make is an Indigenous express the support day, January 26th. Anthony Dillon said he intended to spend the public holiday catching up with friends and family, having a relaxing time, instead of joining the protest to change the date of the public holiday. He added that the National Celebration Day has also made him appreciate what a great country Australia is. Mr. Dillon said protesters should shift their focus away from changing the date and instead focus on activities which made a real difference to the Aboriginal community. And his academic Anthony Dillon expressed the support for January 26 and opposing the celebrations should instead focus on activities which make a difference to the Aboriginal community. That's that energy these protesters and activists are putting into wanting to change the date, and all they should be channeling that energy into activities that make a real difference for Indigenous Australians, those ones who are suffering the most. Mr. Dillon said, the activists are just distracting themselves, avoiding facing the important issues. And that's his statement from a First Nation man, academic, Anthony Dillon. Have your say, maybe what you want to know what your thoughts are in regarding Survival Day, changing the date they're talking about. I mean, having a date that celebrates all of us together, black and white, is when the white sails first come to this country, is what they're celebrating. But the country was already occupied, was it not? Jan Upstrong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Rain. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, children aged 10 to 13 years in Australian justice systems, that's what we're going to talk about with Monash University, Dr. Susan Badawi on the line. A very good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good morning to you too, Trevor. Great for having me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. Youth crime is creating havoc across the planet, you could say, if not this country. Children aged 10 to 13 years in Australian justice system. So explain where we're at and findings there, please.
Well, what we've seen over the last several years, I guess, the context of all of this research is that lots of Australian states and territories have been chatting about or have agreed to raise their minimum age of criminal responsibility. So we know the NT has legislated to raise their age from 10 to 12, and also Victoria and Tasmania and the ACT have also talked about raising their minimum age of criminal responsibility. But what we need to know then is if those kinds of moves are going to happen, and even if they're not going to happen, what could we be doing better to support those younger kids in the justice system instead of doing what we're doing now, which we know is leading to very high rates of recidivism or children returning to the justice system. So that's really where this report has come in and the research has come in.
Well, something's got to give. I mean, we're talking about crime rate, and it's just escalating, and we're talking about properties and vehicles and what have you, but also fatality as well, which is very sad. We just had a doctor who just passed away because of this. There's got to be something that's got to be done, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, overall, when we do look at youth crime rates across Australia, though, over the last, say, 10 or so years, they actually are decreasing overall. So there are some things happening that are in a positive direction. However, like you say, there's no need for us to let up on thinking about how we can continue to do things better to give kids a better chance at life and also to protect the community. The community are rightfully concerned about the things they're having to deal with. But I guess what our research has shown is
Well, when you look at it, there's kids out there having kids. That's the other thing as well. You there, Dr. Susan? We just lost Dr. Susan. We'll try and get her back and continue the conversation. Stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Doctor, I was just saying in regard to the situation, sad thing is kids out there having kids. Are we talking also about bringing parents to the table, or if not, talking to them about some serious ramification of the crimes that their children are committing?
Yeah, well, I mean, a very real need is to start thinking about and implementing approaches that can actually include parents and families. And very often parents have actually been crying out for help to support their children.
Yes,
our research shows is that a lot of the children that come into contact with the justice system at these early ages are already involved with state child protection services. Not only that, we see there's a lot of children there with really serious disabilities, often intellectual disability, ADHD, FASD, things like that, and mental health issues as well that have often gone really unaddressed and unsupported. And parents can be really struggling with those challenges, on top of sometimes parents' challenges struggling with their own challenges. So I guess what the report and the research has identified is some key areas of need in terms of support and services that haven't been filled up. And then what we see is the justice system being used to pick up these issues at the end when those gaps haven't been filled in.
Yeah, exactly. So, and look, the old saying, it takes a community to raise a child. So we're all in this together, and we have to get
it together,
don't we, Doctor?
Spot on, yeah, absolutely. So talking to people, talking to community, talking to families about what's missing, what do we need to do better to be able to stop these pathways? And we can just rely on some of the data and some of the information that we've got from these kinds of reports to help us understand better what's there. So not often, you know, kids being just plain old bad. They're very often kids that have been brought up around considerable violence and family violence, and they've had to struggle with that. But on top of that, have had struggles maintaining contact with culture, community, and dealing, as I said, with things like disability and mental health challenges on top of that. So these are very young kids we're talking about, not talking about 16, 17-year-olds. These are just the 10 to 13-year-olds. So remembering that a lot of places around the world don't even put these kids through the justice system at these ages. Australia's got quite a low age of putting kids through the justice system. So other countries can show us as well how you can implement a different process where you don't need to rely on police and courts and watch houses to be able to support these kids and their families.
And so with the reports and with the findings, who do you take this to? Who do you take this information to?
This kind of information can be picked up by states and territories, attorney generals, certainly in those jurisdictions where they're already planning to raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility or where they already have. NT, ACP, Victoria and Tasmania will be looking at these findings keenly. And the other states and territories still have been having conversations and have been talking at that federal level about, we'd like to raise the age, or we think in principle it's a good idea, but what are we going to do instead? So, again, this kind of data can give them some ideas.
Sure.
We've not only looked at the kids, we've spoken to professionals in this report. Mm. We've spoken to magistrates and police and youth justice workers. Are we talking to ACOs, Aboriginal Community Controlled Organisations, and lawyers, all about what they see when they see these younger kids before them in the justice system and what they think's missing in the current way we approach things.
So we're talking about everybody at the table, aren't we, Dr. Susan?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think any real response, whether you raise the age or not, any real response to these kids and their families needs to kind of exactly have that. Everyone at the table, they've got complex needs, which means lots of different needs at the same time. And there's no point just treating it as a justice problem or just a child protection issue. We need to have all the different minds and all the different contributors at the table to understand and better support people.
Dr. Susan, thank you very much for your yarn. Look, all the best for 2024. We'll keep in touch. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon, Doctor.
Thanks, Trevor.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
De Leon there, Dr. Susan Badawi from the Monash University, and talking about children aged 10 to 13 years in Australia, justice system. And look, there's got to be a lot of work to be done and very serious work, but everybody needs to be at the table. And it's about setting up a foundation, a strong foundation, so these kids can live their life and live a good life and help them with their vision, inspiration and what have you. Yeah, just not bad kids, just good kids doing bad things. That's what it's all about. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Well, I've been driving every back road, me and this old car, with one headlight working, and it's only overheated three times so far. And I guess that's pretty good. When I lost sight of the city, I felt a big relief. It took me to a place where I'd always want to be. Well, I'm going back home, yeah. I'm going back home to where people call you by your first name. I'm going back home to where people treat you just the same.
Yeah, the Daily Voice, Troy Cassadaly. Big shout out to TCD. Hope you're well. Going back home. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got Selwyn on the line. Selwyn, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, brother.
Good to hear your voice. Happy New Year.
Thank you, brother. I thought you might say, oh, there's another going to say, me, Black Gordon Ramsay. That's how I felt, brother, when I heard you read Anthony Dillon there, brother.
Okay, yeah, I hear you. Yep.
And I felt like saying, F me dead, brother. The Irish celebrate, they're longer than us, they've been illegally occupied by the English. Oh, they celebrate the English being dead.
They do, yes.
Yeah, we have the RAA and the bombing, and brother, the biggest rock band in the world. The Beatles, I feel like cutting up again, I feel like choking them. Give Ireland back to the Irish, Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Yep.
Four of them had Beatle ancestry, brother. And the Irish Prime Minister of late, he acknowledged he was Irish that took part in massacres. But, you know, here in Anthony New Zealand, there'd be people like of power that would probably say about getting over it, building a bridge and getting over it and forget it. Like, say, for instance, apologising to the stolen generation. And who done it? Irishman Kevin Rudd, brother. And, you know, it's funny that if the empathy and affinity Irish people have, Jack Thompson.
Yes.
Paul Kelly here, formerly Shane Howard, brother.
Yes.
And, you know, we had biracial family, and it's publicly, they probably acknowledge it, Pat Thompson and O'Shane family, and they've been activists. You know, Irish, they have an affinity with us, and they have empathy with us, because they're still under illegal occupation by the English, and you know, that's what they're we dead, brother.
Yes, exactly.
You know, they don't celebrate the English illegal occupation. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Too deadly. That's our Selwyn regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. First call today from Selwyn for 2024. And so big shout out and thank you very much. And also Tony Gibbs as well. Regular callers here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Murray going to sign off here for today's program, you mob. Thank you very much for your company. 1 hour program here, National Talk Black, live at the First Station radio station in Cairns here, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, deadly team effort there, NERS. Thank you very much. And we'll be back in the hot seat again tomorrow. 1-800-422-416 is the number. Otherwise, 24/7, text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page, Royal BBM 987 FM. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National Radio Service, so stay tuned for that. And thank you for your company, Mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.